Chapter 37.
"What the hell is this?" cried Michael.
The folded birth certificate was clutched in his hand, the dusty chocolate tin in the other.
"Shh, keep it down," hissed Kelsey.
"Who the hell are the Broxleys?"
"I said keep it down."
Kelsey closed the basement door and crept down to join him. With great effort and an angry tremble in his voice, Michael brought his voice down to a simmer.
"Kelsey, I need you to be straight with me right now. Why is there a birth certificate hidden in our basement that bears the names of our niece and nephews and some random family surname?"
Kelsey slumped onto the bottom step, clutching her head in her hands.
"I was trying to do the right thing. They were in pain, and they begged me."
"Who?"
"Sophia and Nina. They asked me to use my position at the center to get them children."
"And you obviously told them that's illegal, right? Kelsey, tell me you told them that."
Kelsey shook her head bitterly.
"But think of how happy they are, Michael. Don't they deserve that?"
"Are you crazy? What if the ministry finds out? What if it takes them away, or worse? Oh, God, this is why the police know you, isn't it?"
cried Michael. Kelsey's jaw slackened.
"The police?"
"Some detective was round here earlier, red hair. Said she knows you. Is this why?"
"It's dealt with."
"What does that mean?"
"The kids aren't going to be taken away. I was careful, all right? I covered my tracks and the ministry got what they wanted. It's a win-win."
"Oh, really? Then why are you hiding this?"
"I don't deserve to be on trial here. Not from you. You should be thanking me. Think about how happy your sister is now. Nina, too. They were miserable before, fighting all the time. I fixed that, okay? Me. I took a huge risk for your family because I love them and I want them to be happy. And now, some other family doesn't have kids because of me, and I have to live with that," said Kelsey, welling up.
"Wait," said Michael, as a dread dawned on him. "This doesn't make sense. The detective said you knew something about our daughter. There's something you're not telling me."
Kelsey's face paled as she looked at her husband. He shook his head, sensing what was coming.
"You didn't."
"I didn't steal her, if that's what you're asking," sniffed Kelsey.
"So what then?"
"You were 18, Michael. I was just trying to help. Out of nowhere, you'd been landed with a baby you didn't ask for. It broke our relationship. It ruined your dreams of college. I couldn't bear the thought of you having to struggle any harder. The baby you were assigned, it wasn't a life you deserved," said Kelsey.
"What do you mean?"
"The child assigned to you was baked with complications. I wanted to protect you, so I switched them," she sniffed.
"You switched them?" fumed Michael.
"I didn't deprive anyone. All I did was spare you a hard life, all right? I know what that's like, Michael. I know what it means to have your youth stolen and to struggle every single day just to get by. I didn't want that for you. I wanted you to be happy.
You gave my child to some other family," stammered Michael.
"And gave you our daughter," protested Kelsey.
"I need to see my child. My real child. The one you made me abandon," choked Michael.
"Wait. It's not as easy as that. It's complicated," begged Kelsey.
She tried blocking his way, but Michael brushed past her.
"If you managed it 18 years ago, I can manage it now."
"Michael, please,"
she begged, tears streaming down her face.
"The boy is dead.